Well, the high price of nitrogen, as you know, has pushed a new debate on how much of the fertilizer corn producers should apply to their fields. The University of Illinois has a long-standing nitrogen formula, and it will soon be officially updated. That has not happened just yet, although there are changes farmers can make this fall to adapt anhydrous ammonia application rates. The University of Illinois nitrogen formula has been in use for decades, and it's credited with lowering the fertilizer costs for more than a few corn farmers. The most controversial parts of the formula have always been the nitrogen credit for soybeans and the starting rate. The formula goes something like this. Multiply the 5-year proven corn yield average by 1.2. That was the pounds of nitrogen needed to reach optimum yield potential. And then begin subtracting the known sources of nitrogen. DAP, starter fertilizer, the 28% N in the herbicide carrier, and a 40-pound credit for soybeans if you're planting corn after that. That's the old formula, and the rest of this story is really about transitioning to the new way the University of Illinois expects corn producers in the state to derive the number of pounds of nitrogen fertilizer they need to apply to an acre of corn. Scientists need data and time to come up with formulas, and the U of I is still working on both of those, says Extension agronomist Emerson Knapsiger. So for this transitional period, he says farmers need to view the old N formula in a new way. First, get rid of the 40-pound soybean credit.
So we're no longer really talking about a soybean credit as such. We're simply going to say, if you have corn that's following soybean, here's the range of nitrogen rates you ought to use. Now that's going to be a departure for some people, and it may make them a little bit less comfortable than subtracting. But the data support that, and the concept, that is, corn following soybean needs less nitrogen than corn following corn, is still absolutely true. So when we talk about corn following corn, we're simply going to have a different range of recommended rates, and they're going to be higher than the rates for corn following soybean.
Those ranges have yet to be published, so here's the rough version. For corn after soybeans, all farmers in all parts of the state of Illinois should work with a starting rate of 150 pounds of N per acre, even in southern Illinois, says Knapsiger. Then subtract the known sources of nitrogen, the DAP, the 28, etc. The 5-year proven yield average does not matter so much in the yet-to-be-announced new Illinois N formula when corn follows soybeans. It does for corn following corn. Still, to make things simple this year, Knapsiger says for corn following corn, start 40 pounds higher than for corn following beans, somewhere in the 160 to 180 pound area. Here's where that range of rates comes in. Listen closely to Emerson Knapsiger.
What we're finding is that for each 1 cent increase in the price of a pound of nitrogen, we would tend to drop the rate by about 2 pounds of nitrogen. So that's a general guideline, but it is based on a lot of data, and I think it should give pretty good comfort to people that have a feeling that this would be a good year to try backing the rates down a little bit.
The 150-pound recommendation Emerson Knapsiger makes for corn following soybeans is based on nitrogen at 25 cents a pound. That's the cost of the actual nitrogen, and a cash corn price at $2 a bushel. You've likely pieced some of this together by now, but it's time to spell it all out. When the new formula is released, it will rely on both the expected cash price of corn and the per-pound cost of nitrogen. That's why it will have a range of application rates. The expectation is to optimize the rate of return for every pound of nitrogen applied, generating more dollars per acre, but not necessarily more yield per acre. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.